This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira thumma ma ba'd. So what night is this of Ramadan, Jama'ah? Which one? 28, right? No, it's not, or 27. It's only 28. I know, so we could 28 or 27, depends when you start fasting, right? But we say 28, inshallah ta'ala, which means after this one, how many nights we left for the month of Ramadan? Two more, right? Two more. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, probably we're not going to have khatira because we have the khatim. So prepare yourself, inshallah ta'ala. If you'd like to attend the khatim with us here, make sure to arrive a little bit earlier so you can be inside the musalla area, inshallah ta'ala. We're expecting a big crowd, as usual. And it's going to be a blessed night to all of us, inshallah, azza wa jal. So I want you to prepare for this, inshallah ta'ala. So now, since it's coming close, much closer to the end of the month of Ramadan, what should we busy ourselves with? Like, if I want to focus on one single ibadah, like I've done, alhamdulillah, enough of many things in the past 28 days of Ramadan, or 27 days of Ramadan. Now, what is it that I need to focus on in the next couple of days, 3 days, inshallah ta'ala, until the end of the month of Ramadan? If there is one single ibadah, what would you guys suggest to do in this would be the best if you start with to the end of Ramadan? What would that be? Huh? Istighfar. Seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why istighfar is very important? Because istighfar is the ibadah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and as-salihin, they busy themselves with almost at the end of every single ibadah. Imam Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, speaking about this matter, he says, قَالِ وَالْاِسْتِغْفَارُ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الطَّعَاتِ, is one of the greatest acts of ibadah that you practice. He says, قَالِ لِأَنَّهَا تُخْتَمُ بِهَا جَمِيعُ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ. All the righteous deeds, all the good deeds usually are sealed and end with seeking istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave example. He goes, salah as an example. Because the moment you say, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, what is the first thing you say? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Even though you just finished ibadah. One of the most important ibadat, the five daily prayers, you just finish your fard salah, which means you'll be engaging in ibadah, and now we're still saying, astaghfirullah, I seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. Hajj. When do you guys say Hajj? Or when Hajj is becoming, actually, istighfar becomes more important during Hajj time? As Allah described in the Quran, قال, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهِ. Means after you're done from Arafah. Wow. Arafah, Jama'ah. That's the essence of Hajj. The entire day, you're busy making dua and dhikr and istighfar and staying, you know, vigilant during the whole day just for the sake of the ibadah and the ta'ah on that day. And as you're done, as you're now marching out of the field of Arafah, Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, say what? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah after all this hard work. Yes, you still need seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, قَالْ وَقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ, after you do tahajjud and qiyamu al-layl. Qiyamul Layl is one of the greatest ibadat you do after the Fard Salah. After the Fard Salah, when the Prophet was asked, أَيُّ الصَّلَاةِ أَفْضَلْ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ, what is the best, most important Salah that you perform after the Fard prayer? He says, قَالْ صَلَاةُ اللَّيْلِ, the night prayer. Why? Because Allah described صَلَاةُ اللَّيْلِ, the night prayer in the Quran by what? إِنَّا سَنُلْقِ عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. He says, سبحانه وتعالى, إِنَّ نَشَأَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ شَدُّ أَطْءًا وَأَقْوَى مُقِيلًا. That the night prayer is stronger and actually heavier as a task that performed when the Prophet received the Quran and said, now you're going to even make it actually harder by establishing salah at night. Becomes part of your ibadah. It's one of the most difficult things that you do, subhanAllah, especially when you had to wake up from sleep and in the last 1 hour, 2 hours, and there is no incentive. Why? Because nobody's awake to see that. You're not going to post about this when you go to make your tahajjud. So eventually, it has to be very sincere. So it requires a lot of inner awareness and you become, subhanAllah, spiritual from the inside. That's your incentive to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With all this ibadah, what do you do after you're done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the righteous ones who stay at night, awake at night. What did he say? قَالْ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And in the sahar time, which is the late part of the night, right before Fajr time, he says, قَالْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, seeking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal. So you can imagine now, your fard salah, your hajj, your tahajjud and ibadah, all of these are ending with istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I seek forgiveness from you. Why is that very important? Because we know, no matter what we do, no matter what you offer in terms of ibadah and ta'ah, no matter what you do, it would never be sufficient to suffice to cover not even one single blessing that Allah has bestowed upon you, such as the blessings of the sight. Just the sight. In the story of Bani Israel, Rasulullah telling us that a man who worshipped Allah for 70 years, he dedicated his life as a monk for worship for 70 years, dedication in ibadah and ta'ah, and then he died. And he said that on the day of resurrection, he will be called, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow this individual to enter Jannah. He says, قال, أدخلوه الجنة برحمتي. Admit him into Jannah by my grace, by my rahmah. And the man, he says, قال ربي, what about my 70 years of hard work? Like, I mean, just like that, because of your merit, I'm in Jannah, what about my work? Like, I want to see what I've done. And Allah says, sure. He says, قال, زينوا عمله, all these 70 years of hard work, with one single blessing, this blessing of the sight. See if that matches it. So when they put that, of course, all these 70 years of goodies, what happened to them? They jumped in the air, all flew in the air. So Allah says, okay then, Jahannam. And that's when the man says, Rabbi, birahmatik. I accept, khalas, I take your grace, I take your mercy. So what we learn from this is that no matter what you do, Jama'ah, you always still need to seek Allah's forgiveness, because we are always with taqsir. No matter how much we try to make things perfect, we always fall short and behind. Maybe not necessarily in numbers, but maybe in quality, maybe in focus, maybe in concentration, maybe in istighfar, maybe this, maybe that. So much requires from us to do actually this ta'at and istighfar. Also, he said Ibn Rajab rahimahullah that you seek istighfar at the end of your majalis. So when you're done sitting with people, congregations, socializing, talking, you also need to say istighfar. As Allah, the Prophet ﷺ taught us in the hadith, Sayyidul Hadith at the end of the majalis, قال سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك, that I seek your forgiveness and I repent to you, Allah, from whatever ill talks that would happen in that congregation. Ibn Rajab قال المجالس, after the end of your social gatherings, why you seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, because إن كان ذكرى, if that majlis was a good majlis, good gathering, alhamdulillah, that were all mentioned, the remembers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قالت كانت كالطابع على ذلك. It's just like sealing it with goodness. قال وإن كانت لغوا كفرت ما وقع فيه من خطية. It will actually expiate the sins of maybe the, you know, bad talking that happens here and there. Brothers and sisters, we all need that istighfar. We all need to increase that istighfar right moment in our day and night for the rest of the month of Ramadan, inshallah ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu warda, it was reported, he said, qala al-ghibatu, mean backbiting, a backbiting, it kind of like it leaves holes in your fasting. Al-ghiba, qal, يعني تخرق الصيام. It makes a hole in your fasting. Imagine something else besides ghiba that we do in Ramadan. Maybe doing something wrong here, saying something bad here, and all these kind of things and so on. Imagine how many holes you have in your fasting. قال والاستغفار يرقعه. Istighfar patches all these holes. Every time you make a hole, you patch it with istighfar. قال فمن استطاع أن يأتي بصوم مرقع فليفعل. If you can come on a day of judgment with a patched up fast, do it. Just don't come with all being with a lot of holes in it. يعني. Do whatever you can. So yeah, we're not perfect. We were not perfect. We're trying to be as much as possible, but we always fall short on making the best of Ramadan. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, my advice to myself first, before anybody else, and to all of you, I want you to increase your istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the next few days and nights until the end of the month of Ramadan. How do we say istighfar? The simple version of it is to say what? Astaghfirullah. Just saying astaghfirullah, which means, Ya Allah, forgive me. As simple as that. Can we practice this, Jama'ah? Say, Astaghfirullah. 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 Repeat that as many as you want. And then there's another version. We could say, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay. It means I seek forgiveness from Allah and I return back to Him with tawbah, with repentance. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilay. Can we practice this? Let's say it again. Astaghfirullah وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله وأتوب إليه. There are many, many different versions of seeking istighfar. But these are just the most simple thing that you can remember, inshallah ta'ala. I advise you to go back to the words of dhikr, inshallah ta'ala, and the books of adhkar. Learn something about istighfar and the way you say it, and repeat that over and over again. Keep repeating that over and over again. As you walk, as you sit together in some gatherings, when you drive, when you prepare your, you know, the meal at home, whatever that you do, make sure that your tongue is always busy with istighfar. Finally, do you have to make a mistake in order for you to seek istighfar? No. Because seeking forgiveness from Allah in itself is an act of righteousness, an act of ibadah. It's acknowledgement of His greatness subhanahu wa ta'ala and your vulnerability, your weakness. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was our role model in his ta'a and his ibadah, when his worship is the model for us, salawatullahi wa sallam alayhi, he used to say, قَالَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَإِنِّي أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ 70 مَرَّةً. He said, you seek forgiveness from Allah because I do seek forgiveness from Allah more than 70 times a day, which means a lot. Like there's no number for it. So if that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what about ourselves? Making sure to do istighfar frequently, inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma aghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma alanna wa ma anta alamu bihi minna. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها، أولها وآخرها، سرها وعلانيتها، ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم. اللهم اغفر لنا، اللهم اغفر لنا، اللهم اغفر لنا، اللهم اغفر لنا حتى ترضى عنا، اللهم اغفر لنا حتى ترضى عنا، اللهم اغفر لنا حتى ترضى عنا. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا، اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا ودعاءنا وذكرنا واستغفارنا وتوبتنا وصدقاتنا وأذكارنا وتلاوة القرآن. اللهم تقبل منا صالح أعمالنا وثقل بها موازيننا وأعلي درجاتنا واكتبنا في عليين واحشرنا مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. اللهم اجعلنا لهم رفيقا يا رب العالمين. اللهم وأصلح أحوال إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. أصلح أحوال إخواننا في غزة يا رب العالمين. اللهم اصلح أحوال إخواننا في غزة وفلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اصلح أحوال المستضعفين في كل مكان، في السودان وفي كشمير وفي الصين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم نسألك لهم يا الله العافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ثبت الإيمان في قلوبهم وأصلح أحوالهم. اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، اللهم تقبل شهداءهم، اللهم ارحم ضعفهم واجبر كسرهم يا رب العالمين. يا ربنا نسألك في هذه الليلة المباركة أن تغفر لنا أجمعين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.